Hi, I'm Nikki from Teaching Autism, and welcome to the Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. Are you an autism or special education professional? Are you a teacher or therapist looking for support and new ideas? You may even be a parent, family member, or carer. This podcast is perfect to help you find out more information, support, and get some of your questions answered. Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode on our Teaching Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. Today on the show, we are talking all about chewing, and this is an episode that's been highly requested from all of you in my audience. Chewing items is actually a really common behaviour for many individuals who were diagnosed with autism, and it's one of the most common questions that I probably receive from families and teachers asking for support and help. If you're tuning in today, it's probably because you're looking for help and support with an individual who is chewing possibly anything and everything around you. For some of our students, it could be that they chew on just one thing. Maybe it's just their jumper or their shirt. But for many, and in fact most of our students, it can quickly become challenging when they're chewing on anything and everything around them. Just a side note, I am not talking about Pika today, but that is definitely going to be in one of my upcoming episodes. Today is just all about chewing. So the individual could be chewing hair, clothes, bottles, furniture, even a cat's tail. But it's really important that you start taking notes of what they're chewing on and what their preferred items are, because it's important to try and work out if there's something similar between all of these items. Usually there can be a sensory aspect behind these type of things that they are chewing, but it can also be a medical reason too. And of course, there's times where it can be behavioural, but this tends to be less the case for many of our students and children. First, you need to work out, like I always say, why. Why are they chewing? Is it medical? Is it sensory? Is it behavioural? Are they teething? If they're teething, then most likely the chewing is going to be helping them to relieve some pain and discomfort. But if they're definitely not teething, you need to look for other reasons why. If you're in this field, you've most likely heard of sensory processing disorder, and this is basically where the individual finds it difficult to take in, understand, and process sensory information from outside stimuli. And this can go in two ways. They can be understimulated or overstimulated. This chewing can be giving them the sensation that they like, but chewing certain items can actually pose health risks, especially if they accidentally swallow anything. It's really important that we try and work on this so that we can offer them an alternative option that's safe for them to chew. Your student or child may actually be chewing because it's just having something in their mouth. Maybe they feel like they need to have something there, or they need to be doing something with their mouths. Chewing can also be a form of stimming. Now, if you're not too sure what stimming is and you want to find out a little bit more, head back a few episodes on this podcast, and I actually have an episode devoted all about stimming. You can find lots of great information on that, but for many of our students, the most common stims can be things like flapping hands or spinning around. But stimming can present itself in a lot of different ways, and they may be finding comfort from their chewing. It's also a good idea to pay attention to the individual before they chew. Are there any similarities in triggers? Is it in a boredom when they're watching TV? Is it when something is about to happen, like transitioning to another classroom? Is it when a certain person's near them? Your child or student may be chewing to help relieve anxiety, and this can be for many reasons too. So what are some ideas that you can try to help with chewing? Well, blowing through a straw is always a lot of fun, and you can mix this up and turn it into an art and craft activity for blow painting. You can blow bubbles, paint with a paintbrush in your mouth. Chew toys like chew tubes and chewing jewellery, chewing necklaces are all fantastic for safe chewing. Feeders have also worked really good for me in the past as well. So you know the ones where you put something in it for babies to suck? Those have actually worked really well for us, and you can either put food in them for them to suck, or you can just leave them empty as well. Chewing gum, chewy pencil toppers. These are safe for students to chew on top of their pencils, but they're not really durable enough for severe chewers. So like all of these suggestions, just make sure that your student does have enough supervision to make sure they're not going to come to any harm with any of these things. Cuff covers are also designed to stop individuals from chewing their sleeves. And there's also some great chewy foods. So think of things that will really get them chewing and using their mouth. These can be things like granola, chewy sweets, popcorn, dried cereal, carrots, gobstoppers, anything like that. There's also a lot of support options out there as well if you're trying to find help for chewing. So if you're a parent or a family member, you can speak to your child's teacher and classroom staff. Are they noticing the chewing at school as well? You can ask them to document the chewing and see if they can notice any possible triggers. They may be able to help provide you with some support, resources, and training too. If you're a teacher or member of staff, you can invite the child's family in to speak with them. Just like previously mentioned, just switch it around. Are they noticing the chewing at home? Are there any triggers that they've identified? Have they found any ways to help alleviate the chewing? Can you all work together and put a plan together to use moving forward? Also look for local autism and special education support groups. These often provide training sessions and support group meetings for families and parents. This gives you the opportunity to make connections with other families as well. And I know Facebook gets a bad rap, but it actually provides some great support groups for parents, families, as well as education professionals like teachers, assistants, and therapists. Now, obviously, don't mention individual names or anything that can expose who the individual is, but you can definitely use this to ask for advice to see if anyone has any tips or experiences that they can share to help. You can also look for training courses for sensory seeking, and it's a good idea to speak to a doctor, a pediatrician, just to give the individual a checkup and see if there's anything medical going on or to see if they can offer any advice or referral. I would also highly recommend investing in some safe chewing alternatives and try out some visual resources like social stories. These are great for providing visual support to our students and children and helping them to understand what they should and shouldn't be putting in their mouths. So that's all for today's episode all about chewing. I hope you've been able to get some great ideas and information from this episode. And don't forget to head on over to the show notes to find access to more resources and information. If you have any information or tips that could help our listeners, be sure to head on over and leave a comment on the show notes as well. We all have such a range of knowledge and experience, and something that you know can be the key to helping someone else. And like I always say, sometimes the best professional development you can get is from the teacher next door. And that's the same for families as well. You may get the best knowledge and advice and experience from other families in your position. Thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon.